Hello, this is my Lenten Diary for March 23rd, 2026. Today is Monday in the fifth week of Lent. This is a reading from Paul's first letter to the Corinthians. Pursue love and strive for the spiritual gifts, and especially that you may prophesy. For those who speak in a tongue do not speak to other people but to God, for nobody understands them since they are speaking mysteries in the Spirit. On the other hand, those who prophesy speak to other people for their upbuilding and encouragement and consolation. Those who speak in a tongue build up themselves, but those who prophesy build up the church. Now I would like all of you to speak in tongues, but even more to prophesy, since you are eager for spiritual gifts. Strive to excel in them for building up the church. Here ends the reading. One of the most memorable experiences of my walk along the Camino de Santiago happened around a dinner table in a small pilgrim hostel in a tiny village called Hontanus. There were about a dozen pilgrims there, from Germany, Belgium, France, Italy, Canada, Mexico, and of course me, from the U.S. I was the only person at the table with fluency in only one language. Typical American, I'm afraid. And there was one person, the Canadian, who was fluent in three languages, English, French, and Spanish. With his language skills and the other pilgrim's fluency in at least one additional language other than their native tongue, Craig was able to keep an entire conversation going by simply switching languages on the spot in order to keep everyone included. It was truly an international moment, and when we concluded the meal because of Craig's fluency, strangers had become friends, if only for a few hours. It was almost miraculous. There is plenty of debate amongst scholars about exactly what speaking in tongues meant for Paul and the Corinthians. When Luke talks about the day of Pentecost and the gift of the Holy Spirit to the early church, he reports that there was a gift of speaking and a gift of hearing. Those gathered in the upper room spontaneously spoke in known languages they did not know, and somehow, above the noise on the streets below, people in Jerusalem for the festival heard the good news in their own languages. And, as a result, according to Luke, many people came to faith in Jesus. In our world, when people refer to speaking in tongues, they are usually referring to the phenomena of glossolalia, ecstatic speech that sounds more like hyperactive babble than any known language. Is this what Paul means when he's talking about speaking in tongues in 1 Corinthians? Of course, Pentecostals and Charismatics would say absolutely, but other scholars would be less certain. Regardless of what Paul means in this passage, his through line still applies. Every spiritual gift, is for the promulgation of the good news. And for the good news, the story of Jesus, to be spread, the speaker must be understood by the hearer. When Paul is encouraging the Corinthians to pursue prophesying as a spiritual gift, he is not talking about some sort of first century future seer. For Paul, making predictions about the future aren't nearly as important as communicating the truth of Jesus. So then, prophesying is more about the here and now than about the there and when. In other words, the most important gift any congregation can pursue is the ability to clearly communicate the joyous news of Jesus. Fast forward all these centuries, and that is still a spiritual gift to pursue. We live in a time when fewer and fewer folks have any of the cultural references to understand the message we as the church have been commissioned to tell. In many ways, every generation of Christians has to seek the ability to translate the good news that we have into language the culture around us can understand. While understanding our message doesn't guarantee acceptance, there can be no acceptance if our audience can't understand what we're saying to them. And if they can't understand, the great truth, the great good news that we, the church, are trying to communicate, well then, we might as well be babbling in an unknown tongue. I often reflect back on that little day of Pentecost I experienced in Hontanus, and I give thanks that through his polylingual giftedness, Craig brought a group of foreigners together over a meal. I pray that the church in our day, in all of its variation, will continue to seek ways to prophesy, to speak the truth of Christ to our neighbors, to our cities and towns, to our country, and all over the world. Let us pray. Almighty God, you alone can bring into order the unruly wills and affections of sinners. Grant your people grace to love what you command and desire what you promise, that among the swift and varied changes of the world, our hearts may surely there be fixed where true joys are to be found. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.